Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Mark Carrion. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The DH, Scott Starhoviak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion hits a line drive towards the mound. Rodriguez catches it and throws to first to double up Lofton. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field. That will be extra bases. Ramirez fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Ramirez. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker scores. 1 out. It's 2-1, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carrion scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Starhoviak for the out. Cordova moves to second. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rabule hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Burnitz. Rabule reaches second base with a double. Cordova scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga misplays the ball. That's an error on Berga. Rabule moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor fields the ball and throws to Rodriguez covering. Safe. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hocking hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Hocking moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Becker strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alvaro Espinoza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Espinoza takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Espinoza moves to second. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Espinoza moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tomey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tomey strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Espinoza scores. Lofton moves to third. Carrion moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordova is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cordova is called out on strikes. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rebule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rebule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey fields it and throws to first for the out. Starhoviak moves to second. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Starhoviak moves to third. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Starhoviak scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walbeck moves to second. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hocking strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Burnett. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Burnett steals second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cordova is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. 1 out. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. Carrion moves to third. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak strikes out. One out. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rebule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rebule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawking is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hawking bunts in front of the plate. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carrion is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Dan Nalty now pitching. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tomey strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rabule hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Starhoviak moves to second. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnitz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hocking is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plunk fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Brian Giles pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Espinoza strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.